90.3 KMBA, Anna Lynch from her self-titled album and Gone and Back. We heard from Jackson Browne and Greg Allman with Melissa from the new Greg Allman tribute album. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings in there, We Get Along. And, of course, once again, wrapping up the set with Anna Lynch. Anna Lynch, by the way, is going to be on the River Stage at Salmon Stock Sunday at 2:05. In the afternoon. So look forward to seeing Anna down there among some other great Alaskan artists. Not only is she going to be on the River Stage at Salmon Stock on Sunday, the following Saturday, a week from tomorrow, she's going to be at 2:15 p.m. She's going to be playing at the 10th annual Renewable Energy Alaska Project Renewable Energy Fair that's going to be held down on the Park Strip, and that's going to be happening a week from tomorrow. And wouldn't you know it, we're going to find out a whole lot more as we welcome our pal Katie Marquette from REAP into the station to find out more. Hi, Katie. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. 10 years already. 10th annual 10 years. Alaska Renewable Energy Fair. So let's talk about back on the Park Strip, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and what's going to go down there?
So this is our kind of flagship event. It's a free family event. There's fun activities for all ages. It's on the Park Strip between G Street and I Street. And there are clean energy workshops. There's live music like Anna Lynch, the Whipsaws, Tim Easton, and much, much more. Great food vendors, craft vendors, informational booths about energy in Alaska, demonstrations, and I believe I said those workshops. So this is a great chance to come and learn about, you know, where does our energy come from in Alaska, and what's going on in the renewable energy and energy efficiency world as far as, you know, what kind of potential do we have to develop renewable energy and energy efficiency? What have we developed, and what could we do? What more could we do in the future?
The past, present, and future
That's
of
correct.
Renewable
yeah.
energy in Alaska. So a bunch of workshops. What are some of the highlights?
We're covering a lot of cool projects. We're going to have a workshop on Fire Island Wind to hear about, you know, how's that been working and maybe what's happening in the future. We're also going to have a workshop on Cook Inlet Tidal, what's going on there. We also have some really neat DIY workshops, DIY composting, how to make your own composting pile in your backyard. And then a new one that I'm really excited about is sustainable 401k investing. So now you hear
now
about...
Wait. We're talking about renewable energy here.
Yeah, but one of the ways that you can support renewable energy and clean energy is to invest in green companies, whether that be companies like... maybe Google that supports renewable energy, or it's the actual renewable energy companies itself. And so, you know, especially for those who are going and planning their retirement and figuring out their investments, it's something that you're hearing more and more about socially responsible investing and green investing. And so I know that when I went in to meet with my financial advisor, I was like, well, what is that? And, you know, what are the risks in investing in green companies? And you know, what are the benefits of it? Well, you can come and find out. We're going to have a local financial advisor talk about diversifying your retirement investments to include green companies in there.
That's I like the whole theme of social responsibility
yeah.
with that too, and planning and some good
yeah,
foresight.
You know, there are a lot of ways that we can promote sustainability in our communities, not only by putting up solar panels on our house or making our homes more energy efficient, which are both great, but you can also do it through your investing and you know, kind of the power of your dollar and where you shop.
I have to ask you about another one of the workshops that is in the... So there's actually three tents here.
That's right.
I'm cheating. I'm looking at the schedule. There's a projects tent, a do-it-yourself tent, and a community sustainability tent. So these are... It kind of takes form like breakout sessions?
Yeah, kind of. So we'll have workshops going from about noon to 4. And yeah, we'll have the three different tents with kind of the different categories in each tent. So, you know, if there's a specific topic that you're really interested in, you could kind of follow that track, or you can jump around And it's all free, so you can do as many as you want and learn as much as you want.
The price is right. So there's 12 workshops in total. So, you know, I don't expect that you know everything about every yeah. one of these workshops, Katie, but I got to add, this one's kind of intriguing. This Old Igloo.
Oh, that's this is another cool one that we're doing this year. This one is going to be energy efficiency focused, and the whole concept behind it is we're going to have Matt Oster from Red Edge Design there. He knows a lot about making homes more energy efficient, and so the idea is that you can come in and bring your questions, and maybe, you know, your question is like, I have a glass sliding door in my house that is leaking cold air like nobody's business. How do I fix that? And Matt will be able to tell you the kind of the ins and outs and the benefits and, you know, everything about making energy efficiency upgrades in your home.
Okay. That one's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The do-it-yourself stuff is already fun. Do-it-yourself composting.
Yeah.
Are there going to be actual demonstrations?
I think that she will have some visuals there as far as showing the composting. I'm not sure exactly what Cindy's whole setup will be, but I'm sure that she'll have some visuals and samples to show. But composting is something to me that I always thought was really onerous and like, oh, it'd be so messy. And it's really not. It's something that everyone can do and can do fairly easily in their house or in their backyard. So Cindy's going to show folks all about that.
Okay, here's a good segue from compost to food.
Oh, we have such good food at the fair this year. So we're going to have food vendors. We have Cajun food, barbecue, sandwich trucks. I mean, my mouth is watering already. Steam.coffee coffee will be there. And then we have a beer garden.
That's where you grow your own beer.
Yeah. That's okay. Where you grow your own beer. So Brown Jug Liquor is a generous sponsor for this year's beer garden, as is Midnight Sun Brewery. And we're going to have all craft brews from all over Alaska. So you can try them out. Brown Jug's actually going to have a table in there with where you can actually have a sample before you go and pick your beer of choice to buy. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay. Again, it's 11 to 9 on the Park Strip on August the 9th, Saturday, August the 9th, a week from tomorrow. And I have to go back to the entertainment for just a sec, Katie, because you got Hannah Yoder, you got Anna Lynch, who we just heard, you have the uber special dude Tim Easton, his pals the Whipsaws, the Social Bulls with Spiff, the Sweeteners. So pretty cool lineup.
Yeah, we're really excited. It's gonna be a party.
And I know there's always vendors and craftspeople
right.
there, and a good selection and a lot of things that to look at and to get involved with, but see, today is the first. Are there still room for vendors, or are they all closed up?
There is. There's still room for vendors. So, definitely contact us sooner rather than later. But yes, if there are businesses out there or organizations who would like to attend the event, it's very affordable, really. And so they can go to our website, realaska.org. There's a link on the homepage that they can find more information about being a vendor. So we get over 2,000 people who on average attend this event every wow. year. So this is a great way to get your message out and meet with folks. And then, on the other side, for local residents to come and learn about renewable energy and energy efficiency in Alaska and all that great stuff.
Okay. A week from tomorrow, Park Strip, 11 to 9, the Alaska Renewable Energy Fair with Renewable Energy Alaska Project, music, crafts, local food, information booths, activities, and of course, a dozen very cool workshops. And it's free.
And it's free.
Okay, dig that. Katie, did we wrap up anything else we're forgetting or we need to add here?
REAlaska.org for more information.
That's where you can find out the whole scoop.
Yep.
Hey, Katie, thanks for joining us again
Thank
on
you.
Morning Line. And have a great Renewable Energy Fair. And, hey, that's it for Morning Line, 8:58. Coming up next, National Native News, followed by Native America Calling. You can join the show toll-free, 1-800-99-NATIVE. That's 1-800-996-2848. at noon, Rob Reinhardt opens up the doors to the Acoustic Cafe. Don't forget that Lauren Dixon will be in at 5:35, as per usual, with the local music spotlight. If your Sam is stockbound, be very, very careful and respectful to everybody and other drivers and all that good stuff. And until Monday, have yourself a great weekend. Be safe and hug the kids.